hot takes, insider tips, and top recommendations. Leading the way in leisure travel, we're talking about everything you need to plan your best vacation yet. This is The Travel Beat with ALG Vacations.
Why plan with a pro? Because you don't want to settle for an okay-ish vacation. You want your getaway in the hands of someone who not only knows the ins and outs of travel, but is there to answer your questions and solve any issues. They're there to match you to the right vacation, right destination, and the right resort for you. So, how do you find a travel advisor? Go to www.traveladvisorsgetyouthere.com and click on Find an Advisor. We have 6 unique and distinct brands to help get you to where you want to go. Apple Vacations, Funjet Vacations, Travel Impressions, United Vacations, Southwest Vacations, or Blue Sky Tours. Thank you for listening to The Travel Beat with ALG Vacations. And now, on with our show. Welcome back to another episode of The Travel Beat with ALG Vacations. I'm Sarah Rao, your host of the show, and today we are talking all about Aruba, which just immediately gets me in the sunshine spirit. So I would like to introduce Kim Riddle, the Business Development Manager for North America. Hi, Kim.
Hey, Sarah. How are you?
I'm good. I am so excited to talk about Aruba. This is my brother-in-law's like happy place. Every January he goes and his family loves it. His son thinks it's like his second home. So excited to talk about it.
We are blessed for our repeat visitors like your brother. It's definitely a different destination. It's not one thing about the destination that brings people back time and time again. Yes, we've got these incredible beaches and the perfect weather and the people on island are so warm and welcoming, but it's that feeling that you get when you're at the destination. It's the Aruba effect. And that's what brings people back time and time again. And it longs people to come back and get that same feeling that they had. And it brings them just that wonderful, Aruba vibe. And it's great.
The Aruba effect. That could not be more true. Today, we're going to talk about the 3 things you need to know about Aruba before you go. So what's tip number 1?
Definitely rent a Jeep. Get off property. Go in and explore the island. You know, for millennials, Gen Zers, the do-it-yourselfers, probably not the type of person that's going to want to do that escorted tour. And Aruba is that destination that is safe to go out and explore on your own. So if you do a Jeep will allow you to access the entire island. A fifth of the island is the Aircock National Park, and ATVs and UTVs are not allowed in the Aircock National Park. So if you get a car that's not accessible to get in that area, or UTV or ATV that's outlawed to go in that area, you can't even go into a fifth of the island. So definitely get a Jeep. And of course, Maps ME, that wonderful app that does not utilize your data, is accessible to use your GPS that way throughout the entire island. So it's wonderful. It's a great way to explore on your own and go off-road and kind of get lost and explore the destination that way. So it's great.
And there's something about a Jeep that when you rent it on vacation and it's open top, you just instantly enter vacay mode. Like that is your signal to just have a great day.
Exactly.
What's your second piece of advice for travelers going to Aruba?
Look at the different locations of the resorts. Even though we're a small island, look at us as if we were a larger destination and choose the location of the resorts before just honing into a type of a property. We've spoke to so many different people. It's like, whether it's like a Hyatt on island, or maybe they're looking for an all-inclusive. Oh, I want this. The Riuanti is because it's adults only. But if they're not wanting to be in an area that is so built up like Palm Beach, and they're looking more for the Eagle Beach quiet area, they're not going to be happy. Or the vice versa. People love the Bacuri Beach Resort, which is quiet, tranquil, serene. It's number 1 in the Caribbean for romance and, you know, just being on that tranquility area. But if they're wanting to be in the middle of things where you can walk to, 80% of our nightlife and shopping that's open till 10 o'clock at night, and I mean lots of shopping, perfect place for adrenaline junkies, that's going to be Palm Beach, not Eagle Beach. So you really need to see, the difference of the two resort areas, they're only 5 minutes away by car. But, you know, make sure you understand the locations and then hone in onto a resort from there, because that is going to knock it out of the park every time. And I promise you're going to be wanting to come back to the island before you even leave.
And listeners, that is a key reason right there on why you want to find a local travel advisor expert, because they have gone into this destination not once, not twice, but multiple times. And they know the different areas and the nuances, so they can really qualify you and matchmake you to the perfect vacation in the perfect area of that island. Definitely always use a travel advisor so you can get the vacation that you want.
Exactly. I cannot agree more on that one.
And then what would the third piece of advice be, Kim?
A lot of people are aware that we have flamingos in Aruba. A lot of times when you just Google flamingos, you hear about Renaissance Island. And you can interact with the flamingos. And so people are asking all the time, how can I get to the flamingos? How do I get to Flamingo Island? It's actually Renaissance Island. If you stay at the Renaissance, you have access to the island. Some people, again, they're wanting to stay out at the other resort areas, like up at the Palm Beach area, or maybe at Eagle Beach, or maybe they want to, you know, stay somewhere else. So that really thing that you need to think about is maybe doing a one night stay at Renaissance and then move to your other resorts. That's going to give you 2 days at Renaissance Island, 2 days opportunity to play with those flamingos. The only other way that you can actually go out to Renaissance Island to be with the flamingos, if you're not staying there, is to wait until the Saturday prior to that week and hope and pray that you can get one of the 20 tickets that go on sale. And they're $125 per person. And it's not a guarantee that you're going to be able to get that. Otherwise, you can actually stay the one night, have the 2 day access out there, and not have to stress, am I going to have the opportunity? Am I going to get out there and be able to feed these flamingos out of my hand and get those social media worthy pictures that I'm looking for to put up on TikTok and Instagram. So definitely book the one night, either on your night coming in, your night going out. It is going to really relieve all that stress and just take that out of the way.
You know, I have been working for ALG Vacations for 10 years and I have never heard that tip until today. And I instantly, like in my head, thought, I have to tell my mom this. She is a full-on bird lady. This is an experience that she would love to do. So you have just taught me something as well as our listeners.
It is such a wonderful thing to do. And even if you've got like a family, Ocean Suites can take up to 4 people. So you're only doing the one-night accommodation at Ocean Suites instead of paying the $125 per person. 125 times four, your night accommodation at Ocean Suites does not cost that. So it, even if you're not staying at the accommodations, you've saved money. So there's so many different benefits to doing this. So definitely keep it in mind. That's one of the best tips.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And I have a newborn daughter and I'm just thinking of all the photo ops. I can't wait to do it. And listeners, if you go to Aruba and you do this experience, tag us on Instagram at the Travel Beat ALGV or on TikTok at Ask a Travel Advisor ALGV, because we want to see this. You live this experience. It sounds amazing. Hashtag flamingos. Kim, I like to ask everyone who comes on this podcast what their ultimate travel tip is, because I feel like there is so much to know about traveling these days and it's hard to know the best practices, best tips. So what would your advice be?
The reason we travel is to learn new things and to experience things. So do something you wouldn't normally do. You know, if you're not normally a morning person, go out and see a sunrise somewhere. You know, you just go and do something you wouldn't normally do. That way you're learning new experiences. Engage with locals when you have that opportunity. Just take everything in, because that's the whole reason why we travel.
Absolutely. We have to make those memories. And I always tell people I like to get comfortable being uncomfortable, because I want to live and experience as much as I can while I can.
100%.
Thank you, Kim, so much for being on today's show. We so appreciate it here at the Travel Beat. And thank you for the great advice.
I appreciate being here. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And listeners, until next time, let's talk soon.